Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Former President Trump indicted.
This is a historic moment.
Nashville school shooting 911 tapes released.
We think we hear gunshots.
I think you hear gunshots. Okay.
9 U.S. soldiers die during a training mission.
This is a truly tragic loss.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. And for the first time in American history, a former president will face criminal charges. Former President Donald Trump will be indicted, has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. The latest from CBS's Robert Costa.
This has been confirmed to CBS News by Trump's own attorney, Susan Nicholas. She has told CBS News the former president has been indicted. This is about hush money payments made in 2016 by his former fixer, Michael Cohen, to Stormy Daniels, the porn star. Under scrutiny is former President Trump's role in this entire operation. They have been talking to witnesses extensively in recent months, focusing especially on Michael Cohen and his testimony about Trump's role in this entire episode.
Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson adds,
Trump has been saying he did nothing wrong, but the legal charges relate to false reporting, false reports. And if they're done in pursuing campaign finance violations, that elevates things from a misdemeanor to a felony.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington. Trump has issued his response to the indictment, calling it, quote, political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. Trump says the indictment was orchestrated by Democrats. His lawyers say, quote, he did not commit any crime. We will vigorously fight this political persecution in court. Meanwhile, the White House is not commenting on the indictment.
Former President Trump will have to surrender to authorities, be fingerprinted, and there will be an arraignment in open court. Recordings of some of the calls made to 911 during the deadly Nashville school shooting on Monday have been released. Some saying they could hear gunshots. This woman was inside the school.
Are you in a safe spot right now?
I think so.
Six people, including three children, were shot to death. Police shot and killed the suspect. The U.S. Army Secretary calls it a heavy day after two Black Hawk helicopters crashed, killing all nine soldiers aboard outside Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Brigadier General John Lubis.
This is a training progression, and specifically they were flying a multi-ship formation, two ships under night vision goggles at night.
Gwyneth Paltrow wins her court battle over a 2016 ski collision in Utah after a jury decides that the actor was not at fault. The jury dismissed the complaint of a retired optometrist who sued Paltrow over injuries he said he sustained. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 141 points. The Nasdaq jumped 87. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russia arrests Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on a spying charge. Russia has accused him of trying to obtain classified information. The newspaper denies the accusation. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is monitoring the situation.
The targeting of American citizens by Russian government is unacceptable.
We condemn the detention of Mr. Gerskovich in the strongest terms.
On this second day in the hospital for treatment of a bronchitis virus, the Vatican issues a statement on the Pope's condition. CBS's Chris Liv say with
that. His condition was improving, that he'd slept well through the night, that he prayed in the chapel that's here at the Gemelli Hospital.
No word yet on whether the pontiff will participate in Palm Sunday services. The last hurdle is lifted in Finland's effort to join NATO. Turkey's parliament has ratified Finland's application for membership in the Western Military Alliance. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The FBI releases new documents about the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting.
Until now, authorities have never had a clear motive. This gives them a possible explanation for what led Stephen Paddock to open fire from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel into a crowd of country music fans attending a concert.
All of a sudden, we heard what sounded like fireworks, and it kept going constantly.
FBI documents indicate Paddock was upset about the way he had been treated by Las Vegas casinos. In the weeks before the massacre, the gunman had lost tens of thousands of dollars. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A federal judge in Texas strikes down the Affordable Care Act requirement that most insurers cover preventive care. CBS's legal contributor, Jessica Levinson.
There's a task force that determines which of these preventative measures have to be included in free care for patients. And what the judge said is that task force, they don't actually have the power to make those recommendations.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amsterdam is trying to do away with nuisance tourists and reclaim the city for residents. CBS's Lauren Comito in Amsterdam explains.
The two geo-targeted ads focus on British men aged 18 to 35, warning them that if they're coming to Amsterdam to get trashed and take drugs, they could end up in the hospital or with a criminal record. The city wants internet searches for pub crawl Amsterdam and cheap hotel to bring up the English language ads, which show one partier being arrested and another being taken away in an ambulance. For now, the ads target Britain, but they will be expanded to include other countries and even Dutch visitors in the future. Lauren Comito, CBS News.
Tonight is the 34th annual GLAAD Media Awards in Los Angeles, celebrating fair, accurate, and inclusive representations in media of the LGBTQ community and the issues that affect their lives. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die. like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.